Well, new numbers are out on how much time feds are spending on union-related work during their workday. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller brings us a few details. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so the number is up. Tell us how much up.
Yeah, it's up by quite a lot. Now, when you look at, there's two ways to look at this. There's look at hours per employee, and that's at 2.82 hours per employee over the course of all of 2011. Now, you think that's not all that much. It's, almost 3 hours per person over a course of a year. It works out to seconds a day. That's up from 2.61 hours in 2010. But if you look at total working hour numbers, which I think is a better number, which is measures all the working hours that federal employees use to do union work across all of government, that's almost 3.4 million hours, and that's up from just over 3 million hours in 2010. So there's been about a 400,000 hours more worth of union work done over the last, between 2010 and 2011. So I think that's where you see it. Now, when you look across the board, over the last 5 years, the number of union hours are both up in total time and the rate, meaning hour per bargaining employee, and it's actually in the highest rate in 7 years, which I thought was fascinating, because if you go and look back, the Bush administration definitely was not union friendly. The AFGE and NTU and some of the others did not have a good relationship with the Bush administration. Yet during that time, the number of union hours worked by the number of total official hours was way up compared to the Obama administration, which actually came down as of 2009, and then it started to kind of creep back up in 2010, 2011.
Well, of course, a lot depends on big contract negotiations. I mean, TSA had a big bargaining effort. The Transportation Security Administration that lasted a couple of years, also Social Security. So I wonder if that average of 2.3 hours, 2.8 hours, I mean, it's really a few people working almost full time on it.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right that it is only – it's not every single employee does 2 hours a year. I think that's just what the average is. I think most employees probably don't ever do union work time, and it is just a handful of employees at each agency that really focus on this. And that's probably the way it should be. I mean, you can't have everybody doing union work. Otherwise, things don't get done. And I think there's certain people who are local leaders and people who deal with dispute resolution. And I think with the labor management forums that have really crept up across the agencies, that's another reason why I think it's higher. And I think your two points are right. TSA and VA, SSA are two big agencies that have been participating in union type negotiations quite a bit over the last few years. And in fact, the number of employees that are considered bargaining union employees actually went up by about 17,000 employees. So that's another reason why the number of hours are probably up too. You have more employees who have potential to be working, doing union work.
Of course, it's a very tiny percentage of hours if you split it across all the man hours expended on government work. But the OMB has put a price tag on it, and that's gotten the attention of Congress, hasn't it?
That always does, right. The price tag in the 2010 report for about 3.4 million hours was $155.7 million. Now, that's up from about $139 million in the year before. Now, if you think of it, it sounds like a ton of money, but again, it's the type of work that's got to get done and would get done anyway. So if the employees don't do it, if they don't report official time, they're still going to probably do it during their working hours, because it's one of those things where they still it's work related. This is not political. This is not protesting. This is negotiations to make the working place better, to get the job done better, to meet the needs of citizens better. Now, you're right, though, that number alone is probably going to get a lot of attention of Congress. There's a couple bills out there. Congressman Phil Gingrich from Georgia introduced the Federal Employees Accountability Act. He did it once in 2011, and actually he just reintroduced it again January 3rd, and this would do away with all official time. Now, Gingrich's two-page bill, H.R. 107, which we have a link to on federalnewsradio.com, has about 21 sponsors, and it's going to eventually, I imagine, it will get a hearing or some kind of attention from the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The other bill that's out there is Congressman Dennis Ross. He introduced H.R. 568, which is basically would require OPM to submit an annual report to Congress on the use of official time by employees. This bill was not yet to GPO, so you could not see the details in the bill. It sounds very similar to what OPM already is doing with this report of official time.
And, of course, there's also the rent, because a lot of unions maintain space in federal buildings. They just are granted that space.
That's true, too. I don't think that has come up, and I don't think that's part of that $155 million either. So that could be another issue that obviously Congress jumps onto. You know, they had that hearing back in 2010, or maybe it was 2011, that got really, really controversial. I mean, you had the Republicans on one side complaining that this is a waste of money, they shouldn't be doing union work on working hours, and you had the Democrats on the other side saying, no, wait a minute, this actually makes sense. This is better for the government. It makes things run better. It, you know, if it didn't get done officially, it would get done, you know, if you will, unofficially. So why not count it? Why not understand what's going on? So I think that you may see a reprieve of that hearing later this year.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And you can find Jason's full report on all of that hours, all of those union hours spent, $155 million. It's all linked at federalnewsradio.com.